arriba.
It feels so good to hijack the airwaves.
It does. It's a comforting feeling, isn't it?
It's great when you can mold technology to your own devices.
Indeed. That's exactly what we're trying to do here. You're listening to The Sound of Plaid on FCC Free Radio, broadcasting on 107.3 FM in San Francisco, and also on the interwebs.
Yes, you can...
FCCfree.com.
Definitely. But stream us now.
And hopefully, yes, we're actually still streaming a little bit more comfortably, a little bit more reliably. Much apology about the technical
difficulties. I know. I hope that feels
earlier.
Okay. I hope it feels more comfortable now.
We're trying to make it up to you.
Not one size fits all. We really.
We're going to make it up to you, actually, in a few ways. One is we're going to play a few dead celebrities later. That includes, actually, a box set that I have of the story of E.T. as narrated and sung by Michael Jackson.
Oh, my.
This was, by the way, back when
he
was black.
Is there anything he didn't molest?
From humans to aliens, nothing was off limits.
No,
apparently.
Nothing was safe. Chimpanzee, llama.
But before that, though, we'd like to actually make good on a request that just came in from Deb. And we're going to play another ECC track. This one's called I Want a Cookie. By the way, if anyone else has any requests, please drop onto our website, evolution-control.com, or just Google us, Evolution Control Committee.
That's right.
And just check that lead article there, and there's a link to send us a request.
And we will play it. And Deb, here is I Want a Cookie for you.
Thank you very much. This, once again, I Want a Cookie from Plagiarism Nation by the Evolution Control Committee.
Are you paralyzed by your anger? Do you feel yourself with butterflies in your stomach a lot? Do you get headaches? Are you really frustrated? Do you ever get to the point where you're going to blow up and you're afraid that if you blow up, you're going to blow away all your friends and all your coworkers? Chances are, all of this behavior is a symptom of the fact that you're not expressing your anger. We can assertively express our anger. We handle our anger assertively. We complain and complain and complain. I'm angry. So what do?
Wow!
I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie.
Home.
I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie.
Thank you very much. Well, that was I Want a Cookie by the Evolution Control Committee.
So much fun.
And I just wanted to mention that there is a video for that song.
Indeed, that's true. Actually, we did make a video for
we
that.
We did.
And super fun.
Yes, you can see it on YouTube at the channel for the ECC.
And, of course, on the Evolution Control Committee website as
well. Oh,
well, evolution-control.com.
We give it all away on our website. We're just shameless.
I thought it was a fairly good idea for the video because basically what we did was we took every lyric, every line from the vocals, and we just Googled it and saw what image would come up.
Right. Well, we had to substitute the word sex for something else because there were some pretty graphic things that came up.
Yeah, it was. It ended up being more fun to try to actually come up with, like, you know,
euphemisms for sex.
Like, I want whoopee or things like that, and to see what would come up.
So we combined images that we found on Google Images that matched up with the lyrics with vintage footage from archive.com.
It kind of fits, actually, with the whole idea because, you know, this song, actually, it's not like we got this person in the studio to record the vocals. That was actually like a found cassette from the thrift store.
Yeah, we didn't write, you know, the...
So thanks very much, Susan M. Coco, C-O-C-C-O.
Wherever you are.
I don't know. Do you pronounce your name Coco or Coco?
No, it's Coco. That pronunciation is
no,
Coco.
No, it's a like double Coco? C there at the end. I think that's Coco.
I don't know.
Whatever the case.
We've never been able to find her to
whatever the case,
the
thanks very much for doing the lead vocals for that song. And if you're curious where the music actually came from, that...
Let us illuminate you.
That actually is a lovely... can I call him perhaps an expired cultural icon?
You can.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Aww.
And I actually have, in fact, a section of records here at the ECC Studios that's called Expired Cultural Icons.
Yeah, we have a different system for organizing our records here at the ECC headquarters.
Not exactly the typical sections you'll find in your record store at Amoeba Music or something like that. Nonetheless, we're going to play you a few from them. Starting off with Sammy Davis Jr., going then next to Ema Sumac.
Do you know Ema Sumac?
Ema Sumac, said to be an Incan princess, had a vocal range of some bizarre range of like 7 octaves or something like that.
What?
Ridiculous.
No, come on.
However, Ema Sumac, that's spelled Y-M-A-S-U-M-A-C, was often supposed to be an Indiana housewife named Amy Camus.
You know, you just never know.
Ema Sumac backwards.
You get a good publicist, and you could be anybody you want.
I actually like that conspiracy theory.
If
indeed you can call it a conspiracy theory for countercultural underground singers.
Oh, here we go, urbanlegends.com.
Well, anyway, if you want a better expired cultural icon after that, you got it. It's Michael Jackson narrating
the story.
At least
it's the freshest expired cultural icon we have.
Yes, that is for sure. Okay, enough talking. Let's get it on with Sammy Davis Jr. and the song Get It On.
Thank you. every day and every night. I love you when it's right. Get it on in the morning, baby. I love you when the moon is bright. I love you every day and every night. I wanna love you when the time is right. I love you every night. Get it on in the morning, baby. Get it on in the evening, honey. Wow, I'm gonna tell you this, what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make pretty love to you. Just come on, baby, don't you quit. Come on, baby, now this is it. Get it on in the morning, baby. Get it on in the evening, honey. This is it. Get it on in the morning, baby. Get it on in the evening, honey. I gotta get it on, 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 I gotta get it on now. I'm gonna tell you this, what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make pretty love to you. Come on, baby, don't you quit. I said, come on, baby, now this is it. Get it on in the morning, baby. Get it on in the evening, honey.
Thank you. hatch open and the crew came out. Odd little beings, moving quietly through the leaves. Gathering, gathering. A blackberry bush, a rose, a tiny cedar tree. When suddenly, man came. One of the little beings was cut off, trapped in the trees, separated from his ship. He ran as fast as his short legs would carry him. His chest glowing red, a signal to the crew that he needed help. His ship was ahead, glowing through the branches. He stumbled towards it, but the hatch was closing and the crew was leaving. The ship lifted off, like the moon slowly rising, then soared away, a comet swallowed by the night. Creature's heart light faded. He was alone. 3 million light years from home. The lights of the city twinkled in the valley below the little being. The friendliest light was coming from a kitchen window at a boy named Elliot's house. The big guys playing inside made Elliot wait out front for their pizza delivery. Out back, the creature crawled into the yard and hid in a tool shed.
Harvey? Harvey, is that you, boy?
Elliot, looking for his dog in the backyard, heard strange noises coming from the tool shed. He picked up his baseball and he threw it in. Whatever was in there whipped it right back.
E.T. plays baseball?
Apparently he plays baseball and he phones. I don't know how much you want to.
Elliot fell asleep that night with all kinds of strange dreams.
iPhone home.
And the squashy little guy from outer space came creeping back into the garden as quietly as he could. But those funny feet of his tripped him up in a garbage can.
Oh, my. That MJ. Michael Jackson, he was...
You and those funny feet.
You know, that Michael Jackson, people say that he was a freak.
But he wasn't sure that he really wanted to catch up. Suddenly it stopped and turned.
I don't know where they ever got that idea. Oh, God, that's it's Michael help. Jackson dying from his... Sorry.
Well, it sounds like if you die on Percocets.
That was tasteless, and I apologize.
Oh, I next he day, would disagree, actually. Percocets are very tasty.
Oh, well, thank you for enduring the Michael Jackson reading of the E.T. story.
All right, that's enough of that, then.
As if the film wasn't schmaltzy enough, you get Michael Jackson reciting play-by-play.
I'm pleased to say that I've never seen E.T.
Well...
That and Titanic, I am very pleased to say. I've never wasted hours of my life on either.
You're just lucky.
I'm not lucky. This is no accident.
That's Well, you no, in a way you are lucky, because see, the only reason I saw Titanic was because I had friends call me up when I was still asleep. The phone rang and my friend Cindy said, "Hey, do you want to go to the movies?" And you know, I did that thing where I pretended like I wasn't asleep. I was like, "Yeah, yeah, no, I'm awake. What? I'd love to go to the movies."
So basically,
it's a rainy day. She's like, "Great, we're going to Titanic," yeah. And I was like, "Oh." Oh, damn, I'm in. She's like, "By the way, we need a ride. Can you pick us up at Chestnut and 18th?
And like 15 seconds after you hung up, you sort of realized, like once you woke up, what you had done.
Yeah, it was...
Your mouth wrote a check that your ass later had to cash.
That was a painful coverage.
So sorry.
Oh, you know, it happens. Just what I say to people is, if the phone rings where you're sleeping, don't answer it. It can only come to no good.
So be it. Let that be a lesson to you, sweet listeners out there in internet land and in FM land in San Francisco. You're listening to 107.3 FCC Free Radio.
And we are the Evolution Control Committee, providing to you the sound of plaid, our weekly radio show.
I'm Trademark G.
Really Pants.
And it's a pleasure to have you listening to our dulcet tones of the vocalizations that we emit.
Yes, we're just so glad. We're very happy that we successfully hijacked the airwaves, because they were thwarting us earlier.
We're happy up here, and in fact, so happy that we're going to actually play Royksopp's Happy Up Here. That's
right.
The next song here, Royksopp's newest from their new album, Junior.
A thing. I'm telling myself it's but the more I hesitate, the more and more appealing. I'm trying to erase his face from my memory. And then I'm born, Shalaka, he's walking up to me. Shalaka, he starts to talk to me. Shalaka, my eye skips your boom. Shalaka, laka, boom, boom. I'm more
request, actually.
That is by my request. She's a new artist, her first release. I think she's Peruvian.
Oh, really?
I'll have to double check that.
That kind of links up to our Incan singer, Ima Sumac.
Yeah, you know, sometimes there's a weak thread through all of this wackiness that we
so
present.
Tenuous. So tenuous.
No, not tenuous. It's just kind of a stream of consciousness the way we present it.
Yes, a weak link of consciousness. You're listening to FCC Free Radio and the Sound of Plaid with Trademark G.
And Frilly Pants.
And it's a pleasure.
The Evolution Control Committee. We're happy to be here.
We're going to be on here for the next 45 minutes or so, up till the top of the hour.
Stick around. We've got more goodness and badness and just miscellaneous.
This is, miscellaneous is a pretty good word for the show. Every week we'll be here on Tuesdays, and we're basically going to just take a wild ride through the rocky genres of music and what loosely can be associated with music.
And we only know about rocky genres.
In fact, actually, I queued something up here for perhaps to end the show. In fact, it's actually the full ride through the genres of music, because it is, in fact, the most wanted song and the most unwanted song.
Are you going to play that now?
This is actually, not now. This is actually, though, demonstrated by full, proper Gallup polls that were conducted to find out what
this
people wanted and didn't want in music.
This is polling is no good to anyone.
You haven't even heard the proof yet. You'll see.
No,
you'll
but
see.
I have. The listeners
haven't. If it is true, the most wanted song should be unavoidably liked by, I can't remember what percentage of the population, something very high, and the most unwanted song should be
very diswanted.
Should be unavoidably disliked by all but perhaps 200 people on the planet.
And why would they want to stick around for that?
Believe me, you do.
But before that, we're going to play something that actually listenable.
To you, maybe. Miss Statistically Unlikely.
Well, I just know what I like.
And you,
and I happen
you, I
to
know,
like
Nina Simone.
I love Nina Simone.
And we're going to play a little bit of French singing from her. Not the usual stuff that you hear with her singing all English-like and everything. No, this is cultured, baby.
Yeah, we like to infuse a little culture in with the crap.
You ready?
I am ready.
Here we go.
Ne quitte pas, il faut oublier tout, pas s'oublier, qui s'enfuit déjà, oublier le temps des malentendus et le temps perdu, à savoir comment oublier ces heures qui tuaient parfois à coup de pourquoi le cœur du bonheur. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Moi, je t'enfuirai des balles de pluie venues de pays où il ne pleut pas. Je creuserai la terre jusqu'après ma mort pour couvrir ton corps d'or et de lumière. Je ferai un domaine où l'amour sera roi, où l'amour sera loi, où tout sera reine. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas. Je t'inventerai des mots insensés que tu comprendras. Je te parlerai de ces amants-là qui ont vu deux fois le cœur s'embraser. Je te raconterai l'histoire de ce roi mort de n'avoir pas pu te rencontrer. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas. On a vu souvent rejaillir le feu de l'ancien volcan qu'on croyait trop vu. Il est paraît-il des terres brûlées dont ne plus de blé qu'en meilleur avril. Et qu'on vient le soir pour qu'un ciel flamboie. Le rouge et le noir ne s'épousent-ils pas? Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas, je ne vais plus pleurer, je ne vais plus parler, je me cacherai là. À te regarder, danser et sourire, et à t'écouter, chanter et puis rire. Laisse-moi devenir l'ombre de ton ombre, l'ombre de ta main, l'ombre de ton chien. Ne me quitte pas.
Right through them, they have a shield, nothing must be revealed. It doesn't matter what they say. No one listens anyway.
The Go-Go's.
Actually, it wasn't the Go-Go's. It was Nouvelle Vague.
Oh. Yes, Nouvelle Vague has been doing covers of 80s classics for a while.
And they're fantastic.
They're actually really quite good.
Yeah, we actually saw Nouvelle Vague live recently at the Regency.
Yep, quite a good show, actually. They have got that bossa nova 80s cover sound down, I gotta say.
I mean, they do the 80s better than the 80s did the 80s, I think.
Well, they've got their third album out now. It's just called, I think, 3, and that's a cut from it.
Right, so that was Go-Go's Our Lips Are Sealed.
Before that,
courtesy
Nina Simone.
Of Nouvelle Vague. Oh, yes. Sorry. We're
no
talking
worries.
Over each other. Oh, we're still doing it.
Nina
oh, God.
Stop. Why don't you tell them what we were just listening to before that?
Well, before Nouvelle Vague, we had Nina Simone singing Français.
You don't want to attempt the title? I don't either, actually.
Ne me quitte pas.
Well done. So up next, let's pick up the tempo a bit. What do you say?
I think we need to kick it up a notch.
All right.
I think we should kick it up a couple.
I've got some blue vinyl that says we can kick it up way high.
Yeah, what are we going to kick it up to?
Far Side.
Woo!
Oh, yep, that's right. Far Side here on FCC Free and the Sound of Plaid.
Thank you. think I better scoot off to school, cause in class is a test. I gotta dress fast, grab my glasses and my vest. Oh damn, as hard as I am, hopped in my hootie ride, pumped up the jam, put it in reverse and the first in this verse. And from that very moment on, my day got worse.
If I was standing in the street, I suddenly seen the smoke. I know that Derek's on his way. I ran to get my coat and a bag from the room. It took a minute, boom, hopped into the car, we drove away in a zoom. I assumed doom as we were driving on the gravel. At any given minute we could have a shortened travel. So I rambled about my life as in shambles. Should've took the bus, I busted out the sandals or some old nights. So wish we had some good bikes. We need to exercise, baby, we can take a hike. And you can give Sherry back those car keys, because everywhere I walk, the one that have to say please.
The camera side reads in high beams, two to a team. The blue coat really goes to crowd, not my rear view. I'm on the tail of an innocent being. My heartbeat is racing at a pace so fast. I'm wishing that the cobbles would get off my ass. My tail can't go to jail, cause it's whack. What would happen to my girl and my record contract? Yo, fellas, take off the baseball caps. Word up, I heard that the nerves get tapped. And throw on the glasses and give up the tease. Oh, please, don't pull me over, officer, please. I'm discombobulated, discombobulated.
Sex in expensive cars, they leave you on a payment card. condo paid for. No car payment at my arraignment. No for the plant if your daughter's tied up in a Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay filthy. Richer than Richie, kill you, Nick Assam, and get me.
That's actually a cover.
I kind of thought so, but distracted.
That's actually original Hamsta and the track is called Notorious DSP, because that's actually a cover of the Notorious B.I.G. song.
DSP.
Oh, DSP, digital signal process. It's a geek thing.
Did you just pwn us?
Good one. Good use of the lingo. Wow.
You know,
chick is leet, man.
I live with a geek.
Wow. All right, you're picking it up. That's good. That's good. I like it.
At any rate, we've got something.
It's actually kind of sexy.
Oh.
From a geek perspective.
I'm blushing.
Up next, funk. Let's devolve a little bit, roll the years back, and go back to when harps were funky.
When was that?
It was apparently in the early 70s when Dorothy Ashby actually recorded an album of all harp funk music called Afro Harping.
Well, I guess let's take a listen.
Let's do, please. This track is called Soul Vibrations here on FCC Free.
Thank you. they try to keep you happy. They just try to keep you satisfied. It's the big stuff. Tell me.
Who do you think you are? You're never gonna get my love.
Mr. Big Stuff, and before that, Dorothy Ashby, The Funky Harper with Afro Harpy.
Well, that was fantastic.
Welcome back, Frilly. Well, you seem out of breath. Why is that?
Were
you off somewhere else? Out of the studio?
Well, I was upstairs putting something away because I thought we had a little more time.
How could you possibly be missing our last voiceover break?
No. I would never miss it.
Oh, good.
And well, as you can see, I'm here as well.
And dear listener, I hope that you won't miss our future voiceover breaks as well as the rest of the programs that are coming up every week here on Tuesday nights on FCC Free Radio.
Right, 8 to 10 Pacific Daylight Time.
We'll be there.
Until it's savings time.
And hopefully
but right
you
now
will
it's daylight
too.
Time. Sorry.
Nonetheless, we will be around, and we hope you will be too. And thank you very much for tuning in and enduring our technical problems. Hopefully, future weeks will go much smoother.
Yes, anybody that knows us knows that we always manage to tame our technical problems.
We shall reign victorious over these technical snafus.
As they say on the Iron Chef, who will reign supreme? The Evolution Control Committee shall, yes.
Damn right.
They always talk about us on the Iron Chef.
Yeah, they do,
I haven't seen
actually.
It in a while. Yeah. Tune in.
All right, so let's wrap up this program here with a couple of things. And this actually, oh, geez, let me, hold on. Say something clever while I pull something up on the screen.
Oh, I'd be happy to. So you're listening. Stop yelling at me from across the room. Oh, I'll try to say something clever. We really...
Okay, you can. You're done now.
No, you just do that all the time.
What? Okay, so...
We are not listening to the Three Stooges.
No, we're not listening to the Three Stooges. Right. What, you think they look like the Three Stooges?
I do think they look like the Three Stooges.
You do?
Does that look like Larry Moe and
actually,
Curly?
Actually, they kind of do.
Come on.
Totally does. Well, that belies their actual artistic sensibilities, because actually what we're looking at is a picture of David Soldier and Komar and Melamed, two Russian artists who actually have come up with some kind of clever ways
easier
of doing their
Larry,
art.
Easier to say Larry, Curly, and Moe.
Well, their shtick, shall we say, is that they actually do full Gallup polls on what people like in art. And then
and
they
we'll
commission artists to actually make the art that is described from these Gallup polls.
And you people will be able to judge how useful these polls really are in just a moment.
So, as it describes here, a poll written by Dave Soldier was conducted on this Diaz website on spring 1996. Approximately 500 visitors took the survey. Then they used the survey results to write music and lyrics for the most wanted and most unwanted songs.
All based on a poll.
So what we're going to listen to
by
now...
by the general mass.
...is first a fraction of the most wanted song. It's a musical work that will be unavoidably and uncontrollably liked by 72, give or take 12%, of the listeners.
You'll be forced to like it, people.
Next, after that, the most unwanted song. Fewer than 200 individuals of the world's total population should enjoy this.
And you know, we'll see. They may both fall into the same category, but only you can.
Now, the most wanted song is fairly predictable. Most participants desire music of moderate duration, approximately 5 minutes, moderate pitch range, moderate tempo, moderate to loud volume. Yeah,
why don't
typical,
we just give it a listen?
Well, okay, let's just do that here. So,
you be the judge. Let's see if you're one of the average.
All right, so this is the most wanted song, or at least a portion of it.
The most wanted music.
I think you get
the
idea.
Wow, I want to hear that song more than anything.
So basically that's just the average song. A moderately sized group.
Then
guitar,
that's the most
piano,
wanted song.
Yeah, that's the most wanted song. Guitar,
and
piano,
God,
saxophone, bass drums, violin, cello. You get the idea. All right. So,
that's
onward.
What
the most unwanted music. Over 25 minutes
and,
long.
And, you know, you listener can be the judge. Good. Well,
over 25 minutes long, veering wildly between loud and quiet sections, between fast and slow tempos, featuring timbres of extremely high and low pitch.
Gosh.
The most unwanted orchestra was determined to be large and features accordion and bagpipe.
Hey, which, size isn't supposed to matter.
Well, the accordion and bagpipe, though, tie at 13% as the most unwanted instrument.
Well, I was talking about large pipe, but anyways, go
nonetheless,
ahead.
Nonetheless, also accompanying banjo, flute, tuba, harp, organ, synthesizer. The only instrument, by the way, that appears in both the most wanted and unwanted ensembles. Anyway, an operatic soprano raps and sings atonal music, advertising jingles, political slogans, and elevator music, and a children's choir sings jingles and holiday songs.
And
the most unwanted subjects for lyrics are cowboys and holidays.
I think we should just play it.
And the most unwanted listening circumstances are involuntary exposure to commercials and elevator music.
And on that note,
ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the most unwanted music and song.
The most unwanted music. Thank you.
sugar.